Hi, peace and love and love and light, love and joy. Reclaim your personal power to love yourself, but allow that love to expand into a love that gives and gives with absolutely no desire to receive. That is true love. Self-love is a beautiful thing when you allow it to grow within you and expand beyond the confines of your own selfishness. But even self-love has its limits. It does, however, make you cognizant of what it truly means to love and to nurture and to care for. But it can exclude and shut out the light of divine love. It is a doorway, but it is not a destination. The true destination is a love that is impartial to, and a love that includes all. That is universal love, or divine love. Self-love is the best love, not because of who it is directed to, but rather what it is directed to, and seeking to become acquainted with. This self that we are loving is the self that exists in all. It is not the ego which is selfish. It is the soul, the spirit, which is selfless. To love yourself is a great thing. To love yourself is a great thing. But to love the self in all is the greatest. It is true, absolutely true, that we cannot love that which we do not know. And so on a more obscure and subtle level, self-love is actually getting to know yourself. When your knowledge of yourself grows, so does your dependence on and love for yourself grow. When you don't know yourself and your capabilities, you constantly seek validation from others in the form of love to make you feel complete. But when you grow to know yourself, you become confident in knowing that within me lies all power to love, to give, to attract, to manifest, to be loved, and to be fulfilled in life. When that knowledge of self grows, no longer do you seek completion or validation from another. You are full. You are whole. You are complete. And when you become a source of love, that love overflows into the cups of all those you come across. Love is no longer seen as a transaction in which one may say, I am giving you this. You should be giving me something in return. Love now becomes an offering, or a donation, if you will, in that you are full of so much love that you can't help but openly share it with all. When you become a vessel of love and acquainted with the love within you, you don't seek for anyone to pour into you, because you are self-replenishing. A self-replenishing love is a love that gives and gives without any desire to receive. A love that gives with one hand and has the other out, ready to receive, is not love at all. That is selfishness. It has a motive behind its so-called love. When we allow our love to expand beyond all selfish motives, then we will know what it truly means to love. We will know the love that God has for us. A love that continues to invest in our happiness, our well-being, and our life without any need for recognition or reciprocation. Whether we receive His love or not, God continues to love us in infinite ways. His love is what sustains our life. And how often are we negligent to simply say thank you every moment and chance we get? But He does not withdraw His love. He simply gives us more in the form of life. If you knew how great God's love was for you, you wouldn't be pacified by human love. but it is He who is loving us through our hearts. We should seek to love with the love of God, to love beyond race, gender, family, or self, and include all in our love. To limit your love and to limit our love in any way is to shut out the light of God that is seeking to love us through others. Expand your love to include all and love all as God does. Develop your love into a love that is infinitely giving, and God will pour into you a love that will feed a nation of hungry hearts. Expand your love beyond yourself and beyond the temple of your own soul, and include others in your love, and include others in your happiness. This is how we make heaven on earth. This is the law of love, and this is the law of life. I send you love, and I send you peace, and I wish you God peace, and I wish you God love, and universal love, and divine love, and divine joy. My peace and my love, as always, love.